How many believes we're moving? We're on the move. Moving up to glory land. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'd like for you to turn in your Bibles tonight to the book of Acts, chapter number 27. Thank you for your giving. God bless you so much for what you've done and all the meals that's been provided for us. We appreciate that. And I've been trying to pay my tithes to Brother Randy on everything that's come in. And whoever else wants to come by, we've had plenty. And we appreciate it. Thank you so much for what you've done. Appreciate Sister Webb giving us, opening up her home and putting us up and putting up with us. And we just appreciate that fresh coffee every morning. I just appreciate that so much. We've had several different kinds now. We're cleaning out the cabinets, I think, just trying whatever she's got stashed back here. It's just all been good. Appreciate it. Amen. We're having a wonderful time. And I sure don't want to be a burden. I want to try to be a blessing. And it's just a privilege to get to be with Brother Randy a little bit and enjoy his fellowship, appreciate his life and ministry. Just wonderful, wonderful man. Acts chapter number 27. How many's going to help me preach a little bit here tonight? All right. At least I know I'm not completely by myself here. Acts chapter number 27. Let's start in verse 9, and I'll jump around here because there's just a few verses that I want to preach about tonight. If the Lord would help me. And I definitely need the Lord to help me. Now when much time was spent, verse 9, and when sailing was now dangerous because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading of the ship, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. Not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. There's so much good in here. I want to jump down to verse 20. When neither sun nor stars in many days appeared and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Verse 40, And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves into the sea and loosed the rudder bands, hoisted up the mainsail to the wind, and made toward shore. Falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the fore part stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape, but the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on boards, some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it come to pass that they escaped all safe to land. I want to preach tonight on from a lost hope to a lifted heart. From a lost hope to a lifted heart. Verse 20 here is where I'd like to take my text, and I'll be skimming through some of these verses here tonight. But the Bible said that when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. All hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Years and years ago, I heard a preacher preach from one of these verses here. I think it was verse number 11. And he preached a message, and the title of his message was this: Storms of Your Own Making. Storms of Your Own Making. And I think we can see clearly that this is exactly the case in this story in Acts chapter number 27. When you know, we have the whole story with us here from beginning to end. And the Apostle Paul knew that it was divine providence for all of these events to occur like they did. And he had to be brought before Caesar. He knew that. But, you know, if you think about these passengers and all these people that are on this ship, and even the captain of the ship, the owner of the ship, you know, they didn't know all about it. But when I look at this, and verse number 11 declares really that this was a detrimental decision that they made. And verse 11 said that the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. So when you think about storms of your own making, and you see this detrimental decision that these men made, we see that this is exactly the case. This was a storm of their own making. They had the warning. They had the man of God, but they didn't take heed to it. So they made this decision to go ahead and sail. The centurion believed the master and owner of the ship more than the words of the man of God. And then the Bible said that soon after this bad decision, and hey, it didn't take them long to figure out this was the wrong decision. This was a bad decision. Because the Bible said that not soon after, when the south wind blew softly, not soon after, not long after, there arose a tempestuous wind, and they found themselves right in the middle of this Euroclydon and this storm. So soon after a bad decision was made, they loosed, the Bible said, they loosed and they entered into a storm. Now, I'm sure that we could think back tonight, and we probably all have some of those miserable memories of being the captain of our own ship. Have you ever remembered a time in your life when you became captain of your own ship? One man put it like this. He said, you can be captain of your own ship, but you may also be the captain of your own fate. And so we've got some of those, what I would call miserable memories of when we, you know, made a bad decision or a wrong choice, and we found ourselves, not soon after, found ourselves right in the middle of a Euroclydon, right in the middle of a storm, and all because a lot of times of not just a bad choice or a wrong decision, but sometimes I found myself in the middle of a storm because of my own stubborn will. Anybody ever been there? You ever had a storm of your own making? The message went forth and the preacher preached, and you went ahead and was captain of your own ship and said, well, you know, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to, you know, make this choice or go this direction or go down that road. And not long after, you found yourself right in the middle of the storm. Well, we've all got those miserable memories of times when we found ourselves in a storm. And I'm sure we'd all have to understand, we'd all agree tonight that one thing for sure, we all have our storms. Sometimes it's been my own fault. Sometimes it was God's will, like it was for the Apostle Paul, that we have those appointed storms and things would come our way. But one thing we know for sure, everybody in this house, it doesn't matter how long you've been saved. It doesn't matter what your heritage is or your church membership or who your pastor is or how much money you have. We all have storms, and we've all had some bad storms in life. We've all had those storms that we could push on up there to that category 5 kind of storm, that Euroclydon. So we've all had storms. Every one of us in our own life has seen a storm. We've all seen those rain heavy charcoal clouds stirring on the horizon. You know what I'm talking about? When you realize that a storm is coming your way. You ever been in a storm in life and you seen that sawtooth lightning flash down and clap thunder all around you, and you had that fear rise in your heart? Every one of us here knows what it is to be in a storm. Sometimes I notice that the storms of life descend from a sunny sky when all of a sudden, you know, it's sunshine. And then in the next few moments, you find yourself in a storm. How many's ever been there? Things were going well. You went to bed and everything was good. And you got up and found yourself right in the middle of a storm. Hurricanes of hurt, one man said. Whirlwinds of woe. Storms of interruption. Storms, amen, that bring irritations to our life. All kinds of storms. Storms of ill treatment when nobody, not everybody treats us as good as we want to be treated. That's the kind of storms that everybody, amen, has got logged in our journal. Amen. We have entered into storms. We are facing storms. There may be somebody and several somebodies that finds themselves right in the middle of a storm or a tempest. Maybe right now you're tossed and troubled. Amen. And you're sailing beneath a murky sky. Amen. And the only way to describe your life right now is that you're in the middle of a storm. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Have you ever been in a storm? Have you ever been there? Amen. When it got cloudy and murky and lightning and thunder and hey, and the wind began to blow and you were rocking and reeling like a drunk man. That's what it is to be in a storm. Amen. We've all been there. Amen. I believe that this church or the church of the living God, not just altogether King Mountain Church, but it could not contain the volumes, amen, that could be written about the whirlwinds and the walk of the Christians down through time. How many knows that God doesn't play favorites? Amen. And he doesn't always, amen, exempt the preacher from the storm. He didn't always exempt the preacher's kid from the storm. Amen. God didn't pick and choose. Amen. Always. Amen. By certain things or talents or money. Amen. But storms come to all of us. Amen. These storms squall. Amen. Across everybody's horizon at one time or another. Amen. Preachers and prophets and moms and dads. Husbands and wives. Amen. Young and old. Rich and poor. Amen. Uneducated. Intellectual, it doesn't matter. Amen. Storms come to everybody in life. Are you in one tonight? Has the rain beat you in the face? Is your vessel being tossed right now? Amen. You might be in a storm right now. I'm telling you what, my friend. Amen. When I look here in this Acts chapter number 27 and I find out that they were in a storm of their own making. Come on now. Amen. And all of us have been there. But one thing for sure, we got to realize, amen, that we are not always, amen, going to bypass the storm. Amen. We're not always going to get out of the storm. Amen. Storms come to everybody. Amen. One of the first things the Lord dealt with me about when I began to read this story and I got down here to verse number 20 that I read to you here tonight. Amen. The Bible said, amen, that all hope that we should be saved, amen, was taken away. Oh, God. You see, the way I was praying about this was, Brother Randy, I know that it's one thing to be in a storm. Amen. But it's another thing to lose, amen, all of your hope, amen, while you're in that storm. Amen. Not only were these passengers and Paul, amen, in a storm, amen, but it was a dark storm. You notice the Bible said that there was no sun, there was no moon, amen, there were no stars, amen, there was no way to get out their instruments, amen, and chart their course. Amen. It was a rachlodon, amen, not just a storm, amen, but a dark storm. Amen. Murky and gray and cloudy. Come on now. Amen. They were in darkness and they had, amen, no direction. And because of the predicament, amen, I believe it brought about, amen, a horrific hopelessness, amen, that was in their heart. Because the Bible said, amen, that all hope, amen, that they would be saved, it was taken away. You know, they lost, amen, a lot of things in this
this storm. When you read in Acts chapter 27, the Bible said they cast out some things. Amen. They lost some supplies. Amen. They lost some things. Amen. That were on the ship. But my friend, one of the greatest things, amen, that this storm caused them to lose was that they lost all of their hope. And can I say tonight, my friend, that we know that storms, amen, are inevitable. And nobody's going to escape the storm. But it's the devil's desire, amen, for you to lose, amen, your hope while you're in the middle of a storm. Oh, God. It's one thing to be in a storm. It's another thing to be out of hope. Come on now. I said it's one thing to be in a storm. It's another thing to be out of hope. And the Bible said, amen, that there was a lost hope. Amen, there was no hope. Amen, there was no direction. Amen, it was darkness. There was no light, no sun. Amen, it seemed like, amen, that there would be no way out until they lost hope in the middle of a storm. Now you know what happens when you lose hope? Fears arise. You get all kinds of fears. Amen. Your mind begins to play tricks on you when you lose hope. When you find yourself in a storm. Well, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Lord, tonight. Amen. Oh, anxiety. Amen. Begins to attack your mind. Amen. When you feel like, amen, that you've lost hope. Amen. When you get hopeless. Amen. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. Amen. You don't know where to turn. And sometimes you don't feel like you have a prayer. Amen. You have lost hope. Amen. No answers and no solution. I don't know. Maybe you're here tonight and you're in a storm of failing health. Or maybe you're in a storm of a broken heart. Or maybe you're in a storm of an empty wallet. Amen. And now, amen, you've run out of hope. Not only did it get dark. Amen. Not only is the wind blowing. Amen. Not only are you rocking and reeling. Amen. But you've run out of hope. Could I say one thing? Amen. It's one thing to be in a storm. And it's another thing. Amen. To be out of hope. That's what the devil wants tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. He wants you to lose your hope. Oh, God. I felt like the Lord gave me this message. Oh, to preach to somebody tonight. Amen. A lost hope. Is that where you are tonight? You see, we can identify when we talk about the storms, because everybody has storms. But there's some people that made it through the storm. Amen. The only way they made it through is they never did lose hope while they were in the storm. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. They never did lose hope. Amen. When it got dark and there was no sun. Amen. And there was no moon and there was no direction. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, my friend. Amen. The devil. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Is not so concerned. Amen. About you being in a storm, because he knows everybody. Amen. Has got storms, because it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. Can anybody shout amen? Amen. Saints have storms and sinners have storms, and the devil knows that. Amen. But what he wants to do is cause you to lose hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil ain't worried because you throw the tea overboard. Amen. Or the wheat overboard. Or cast out the tackling. Amen. What the devil wants you to happen in your mind is for you to become hopeless. Is there anybody in this house that's ever felt like, my God, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. I'm rocking and reeling. The winds are blowing and the rains are pouring and it's getting cloudier and darker and I'm in a storm. Have you ever felt like you lost hope? Oh, God. One of the worst things that can ever happen to somebody in a storm is when they lose hope. Oh, God. The worst thing about a storm is not the rain. And the worst thing about a storm is not, amen, the rising of the water. And the worst thing about a storm, amen, is not the waves, amen, that toss you to and fro. The worst thing about a storm is not altogether the darkness. I tell you, the worst thing about a storm is when your old heart, amen, loses hope and anxiety attacks your mind, amen, and chokes out, amen, the hope. Amen. I want to ask you tonight, my friend, is your supply running low on hope? Oh God. I said, is your hope supply, amen, running low? Are you in one of those kinds of storms? Oh, come on, church. I don't feel like I'm reaching you here tonight. Amen. But I want to tell you, my friend, amen, there are those, amen, that are not only in a storm, but they are out of hope. Let me tell you about Eli Weissel. Eli Weissel spent his teenage years in a Nazi death camp at Birkenau. Just a teenage boy held captive there in that death camp. His young, innocent eyes witnessed tragedies, amen, that no human being should have ever witnessed. Amen. There he was, just a young boy, Eli Weissel. Amen. He said, there were things that I saw, amen, that are too horrible to describe. He said, the Nazis would always cry, amen, your God is dead. Amen. There is no God. Amen. That was their motto. Amen. That was their theme. That was their cry. Amen. They'd scream it into those, amen, that were held captive and tell the Jews, amen, there is no God. Amen. Your God is dead. Eli Weissel said, I stood there one day as a young boy, and he said, I watched, amen, them hang a child, amen, just a little boy. Amen. Those ruthless vandals took that small child and they hung him by the neck until he was dead. Eli Weissel said, I stood there and it looked like the sad face of an angel as life went out of that young child, amen, that they had hanged. But what really got him, my friend, amen, was not the death of a comrade and not the news, amen, and not the Nazi. But he said what really got him, amen, was behind him. He could hear somebody groan, amen, where is God? Oh, where is God? Is there anybody in this house, amen, that you're in a storm? Come on now. And the devil's been crying and shouting in your ear that your God is dead. I tell you what he's doing. He's trying to take away your hope. He's trying to destroy, amen, your faith in God. Can anybody shout amen? I'm telling you, the devil, amen, wants you to lose hope. Oh, God. Where's God? What about you and your storm right now? What about you? Are you losing hope? You say, well, I've lost this and this and this and this. Sometimes we sit down and we count our losses and we tally up our losses. Come on, my friend. But the devil's never going to give up until you lose hope. Amen. The Bible said that all hope, amen. Can you imagine this? That all hope. I thought I've been there before, but somehow I revived. I thought I was in that place, but somehow I revived. But can you imagine to be in a place where you have lost all hope? Amen. Where you have lost all faith? Oh, come on now. Amen. We've came to revival and our hopes weren't real high, but we still had a little hope. Amen. We went to the altar and maybe our hopes weren't real high, but we still had a little hope. Amen. But there are some storms. Amen. That the devil, amen, tries to destroy every bit, amen, of hope that you have. Can anybody shout amen? Amen. What kind of storm are you in? Amen. Are you rocking and reeling? Amen. Has it got dark? Has the waves got high? Has the wind got strong? I tell you what the devil wants. He wants you to lose hope. The first thing that I noticed here was that there was a lost hope. Oh, God. But then we got to read on here. We got to read on in the story because the Bible said, amen, that after long abstinence, amen, the Apostle Paul got away. He began to pray. Praise God. Amen. One man said, while the prisoners, amen, was pumping, Amen. Water. Amen. Paul was a praying. Amen. And seeking the Lord. Amen. He knew the condition of the passengers. Amen. He knew the condition of the storm. He knew the condition of the vessel. Amen. And here they were. They had lost hope. Amen. But all of a sudden the apostle Paul, amen, comes out of the prayer closet. Amen. He said, sirs, amen, be of good cheer. Praise God. Amen. Would that lift your heart? Amen. To hear the man of God say, amen, I got a word from the Lord. Amen. Be of good cheer. Amen. Here they were. Amen. They had a lost hope. But now, amen, they got a lifted heart. Amen. Be of good cheer. Amen. It's the herald of hope. Amen. To the hopeless. The angel of God. The angel of God. Amen. Whose I am and whom I serve has stood by me. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something that'll get your heart up. Amen. When you're in the middle of a storm, is to hear God Almighty. Amen. Say, I'm with you. Can anybody shout amen? Amen. Maybe you've got, amen, maybe you've lost hope. But how'd you like for the Lord? Amen. To lift up your heart with a herald of hope. Can anybody shout amen? What I like about this story is the storm, listen to me now, the storm did not cancel the communication between God and his servant. Woo! I said the storm, hey man, how many's got cell phones? Praise God. How many knows that a bird can fly over nearly and block out the communication? The company I'm with got billboards everywhere saying fewest drop calls. Well, they ain't talked to me about it. Come on now. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But the storm, Brother Robert, amen, didn't cancel out the communication, amen, between God, amen, and a man of God. Amen. Not only that, but the darkness, amen, didn't deprive him, amen, from an angelic visitation. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, my friend, amen, all of a sudden we go from a crowd that's lost hope, amen, to lifted hearts. Amen. He said, be of good cheer. I'd like to get a word from the Lord in the middle of my storm. Tell me everything's going to be all right. And the angel of God, amen, would come down into this place. You know who the angel of God is? It's been translated a lot of times in the old Bible. The angel of the Lord, amen, was Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Believe it however. But I do know this. Amen. They went from losing hope, amen, to lifted hearts. And things got better. Hallelujah. I said hearts got better. Amen. They got cheery. They had a revival. Amen. Hope arose. Amen. In a hopeless life. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So they had lost hope. But now, their heart's being lifted. Now they got a lifted heart. Verse 23, we see this herald of hope to the hopeless. The angel of God appears. You know what happens then? He awakes the heart. What about it, friend? Have you ever had God come and awake your heart? Praise God. I said, have you ever had the Lord come and awake your heart? Hallelujah. Well, some of you's with me and some of you ain't. I just feel like I'm going to have a wonderful time preaching this on out tonight. I might just preach it to myself. Praise God. Amen. They lost hope, but now they had a lifted heart. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to tell you something tonight, my friend. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Jesus won't leave you when you're in a storm. I said, Jesus won't leave you when you're in a storm. But I tell you what he'll do. He'll lift you. Oh, glory to God. I said, Jesus won't leave you in a storm. Amen. But he'll lift you. Does anybody remember reading Matthew chapter number 14? The Bible said, here we are again. It's another storm. The disciples are in a storm. It was even now. And Jesus had not come. Amen. You know the story. The disciples are in a boat. It's getting dark. Jesus was on land. He had not yet come. Amen. If it was even. Amen. If it was in the evening at 6 o'clock. And the Bible said that finally Jesus Jesus, amen, saw him toiling and he saw him rowing and he came to them in the fourth watch of the night. Amen. So if it got dark at 6 and Jesus showed up at 3, that means 9 hours. Amen. In the storm. Amen. 9 hours of rain and 9 hours of dark and 9 hours of wind. Amen. But worse than that, amen, 9 hours, amen, of losing hope and losing faith. Praise God. Amen. Read the story a little farther and you find Peter in trouble, but you find Jesus on time. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that immediately, how quick is that? Immediately, amen, the Lord reached out and he caught him. I got to do something with this oil before I knock it off and break it. Praise God. 9 hours in the storm. 9 hours in the dark. 9 hours in the wind. 9 hours being tossed. Amen. But Jesus didn't leave them in the storm. But he lifted them. Come here, Brother Robert. Come here real quick. Just to come right up here. Praise God. There's Peter sinking. Immediately. Peter beginning to sink. He crying. Come on now. Amen. And the Bible said that Jesus caught him. But here's what I like about the next verse. It said, and when they were come into the ship. Oh, hallelujah. You know what I see? Amen. I see Jesus. Hey, how old are you? Can you get up here? When they were come into the ship. Did y'all get that? When they, now who is they? I tell you who they is. Amen. It's Peter sinking, but it's Jesus saving. Hallelujah. It's Peter in trouble, but it's Jesus on time. And I come to tell you, my friend, would that lift your heart? I said, would that lift your heart? Amen. While ago you lost hope, but would that lift your heart if Jesus come walking on the water and lifted you? Amen. Right out of your storm, right out of your trouble, right out of your problem. I come to tell somebody, amen, you got a lost hope. How'd you like to have a lifted heart? Jesus didn't come to leave you, but he came to lift you and save you and give a revival in your heart. Oh, glory to God. I got to looking at the literal meaning of what Jesus said. He said, it is I, be not afraid. Be of good cheer. It is I, something along those lines. But the literal interpretation of what Jesus said to Peter and those disciples is this. Courage, I am. Woo! Courage, I am. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Would that lift your heart? If the Lord said, courage, I am. Praise God. Amen. You know who the I am is, don't you? Amen. The same I am he's always been. Amen. Moses, go tell him I am that I am. Has sent you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Jesus is trying to tell somebody. Amen. You lost hope. But I come to lift your heart. Amen. Be of good cheer. Can you hear the Apostle Paul? Amen. Be of good cheer. Hey, King Mountain, be of good cheer. Hey, husband, be of good cheer. Hey, wife, be of good cheer. Hey, brother, be of good cheer. Courage. I am. He's walking on the water. Be not afraid. He ain't gonna leave you. He's gonna lift you. Amen. Out of your storm. Praise God, boy. I feel like preaching tonight. Hallelujah. I want you to notice something else. Praise God. I want you to notice something else. They had a lost hope, but now they got a lifted heart. Does anybody know it helps you when you get a lifted heart? When your heart's lifted. Well, it's still raining, but when your heart's lifted, praise God. But the clouds are charcoal, sawtooth lightning, and clasp of thunder. But when your heart's lifted, amen, it makes a difference when you're in the storm, doesn't it? It's a whole lot better than having a lost hope. Amen, I'd rather have a lifted heart. Amen, I tell you, I felt like preaching to King Mountain. I'm glad for all the visitors, but I felt like telling the church. church. Amen. You've been in a storm. And some of you lost hope. But Jesus is here tonight. Amen. To lift our heart. Amen. You're in trouble. But Jesus is on time. Can anybody feel him in the house? Praise God. Did you ever hear William Cowper? William Cowper, you know what he did? He lost hope. That's what he did. He got in that hopeless state. He lost so much hope that he tried to hang himself. And somebody found him before he went unconscious. And they rescued him and took the noose off. He was so hopeless he tried to hang himself. And somebody rescued him. And after that he got hopeless again. And he tried to fall on a knife, commit suicide, and the blade broke. And after that he lost hope again. And he had a carriage take him out to the bridge. And he jumped off in the Thames River. And somebody swam out and rescued him. Come on now. Amen. He lost hope. But after all of that, it sounded like to me Jesus wanted him to live and not die. After all of that, amen, he got saved and he picked up a pen, and he's the very one that wrote, God works in mysterious ways and his wonders to perform. I come to tell you tonight that the Lord wants to lift you up. He wants your heart, amen, to be lifted up. I'm a preaching to King Mountain. I'm a preaching to the pastor of King Mountain. I'm a preaching to everybody. You may have lost hope, but the Lord is going to lift. He ain't going to leave. He's going to lift. He's going to lift our heart. Can anybody be of good cheer? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. He came to lift our heart.
I want to tell you something. It's hard for the church to sail when we lost hope and our heart's sad. But look at the next thing that happens. I see a lifted sail. The Bible said that when Paul came out and said, be a good cheer, praise God. We're going to be stuck on a little island for a little while. We're going to have a little slow time here. Amen. In our church, we're going to have a little slow time. Amen. In our revival, we're going to have a little slow time. Howbeit, we're going to be cast up on a certain island, but we're going to be saved. That's what he told them. He said, we're going to be saved. I wish y'all would help me preach tonight. He said, we're going to be saved. We're going to be stuck a little bit because we've been through a bad storm. Amen. We're going to be hindered a little bit and slowed down. Amen. But we're going to be saved. Amen. They got so full of cheer, Brother Randy. Amen. That their hearts were lifted. Amen. A new life awoke. And there was a hope. Amen. That rose out of the pit of their heart. And now they got a lifted heart. I tell you what else they did. They lifted the sail. Come here, Brother Robert and Brother Randy. Lift the sail. Because you see, amen, when you read the story and you go back to verse 15, amen, the Bible said that they put down their sail. It was in such a bad storm. They put it down and said, we're just going to let her drive. Come on now. We can't do anything about it. It's dark. We don't know where we're at. We've run out of prayers. We've run out of tears. We've run out of messages. We've run out of revivals. Amen. We run out of all. We're just going to put our sail down and let her drive. Amen. But now the heart has been lifted. And when there's a lifted heart, the next thing that happens is they hoisted up the mainsail and said, I believe we can make it. I believe we're going to make it. Let's go toward shore. Let's sail on. Can anybody shout amen? Let's lift up the sail. Let's let the devil know that we're going to sail on. We're going to have a revival. We're going to have a church. Amen. We're going to have a move of God. Amen. Let's lift our heart and then lift our sail. Set that thing down on the ground. Here's where some of y'all are right here. You lowered the sail and you said, well, Brother Randy's a preaching to me. He's calling and checking on me. And I know folks are praying for me, but I'm just going to let her drive. I'm just going to let her drive. Where she crashes,
is where she's going to crash, where she gets hung up and broke to pieces. I guess that's what's going to happen. But the only reason you're feeling that way is because you've lost hope and you need a lifted heart. Because when their heart got lifted, amen, the next thing to happen was they lifted the sail. Amen. Lift it on up there. I'm going to loosen this. You just lift up the sail. Praise God. Lift it on up. As far as it'll go. Praise God. Just don't tear it up. We're going to need it. We might get in another storm. But right now, I feel like sailing. That's all I feel like doing. Is I feel like just, amen. Amen. Just lifting the sail. You know what? That's what some of you need to do tonight. Praise God. Did y'all ever read in the Journal of Columbus? They found a page. They found one page. It didn't say anything but three words. Today, we sailed. Praise God. Didn't describe any scenery. Didn't say what they had for dinner. Praise God. Amen. It didn't say we fought the enemy off and we won. Amen. It didn't describe, amen, land that was in sight. Amen. The only thing that they could record, amen, was today we sailed. Praise God. Amen. That's what you need to do right now. Amen. You need to get your heart lifted up. Amen. Get your sail lifted up. Amen. Lift up your sail, brother. Get it on up here. Amen. Lift it up. Let the devil know. Praise God. I'm sailing on out of here. Hallelujah. I've had a storm. Amen. But I'm sailing on out of here. Lift your sail up. Why do you say we go toward shore? What do you say? Amen. We sail on. Amen. The Lord's with us. The Holy Ghost is with us. Can anybody shout amen? Amen. You lost hope, but he come to lift your heart. Now all you need to do is lift your sail. I feel the wind blowing. I feel the wind blowing. I think we can go somewhere. I believe we can make a little progress. But you got to get your head up. Get your heart up. Amen. Get your sail up. And make toward the shore. Woo! Get your sail up, man. Here, Brother Mike, get your sail way on up. The winds are blowing now. You see, way a while ago, sailing was dangerous. Praise God. Sailing was dangerous. We lost hope. Our heart was sad. But now we're going to get our sail up. Let's make toward shore. What about at King Mountain? Have you had a storm? Come on, King Mountain. Have you had a storm? Sure you have. Hey, do you know what it is to see those charcoal gray clouds and that sawtooth lightning? Sure you do. Yeah, you know what it is. Have rain beat you in the face. Hey, amen. The tempest tossed you to and fro. Come on now. Hey, amen. But the wind's blowing just right now. Let's get our sail up. Our hearts are full of cheer. Jesus is standing with us. Praise God. I feel like preaching to somebody tonight. Hey, amen. You've lost hope and you know you have. You need to come on up here right now. Hey, amen. Let Jesus lift up your heart and then lift up your sail. I ain't asking you to sing. I'm not asking you to testify. I'm not asking you to preach. I'm just asking you to lift up your sail and make toward the shore. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. This is where we need to obey God right here. This is where we need to obey the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. This is where we need to have revival right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Why don't you let the Lord lift up your heart and then lift up your sail and make toward the shore. One ship sails east and another west. One ship sails east and another west. By the self same wind that blows. But it's the setting of the sail and not the gale that determines which way she goes. Woo! But I just don't think I can go anywhere. Get your sail up. We're in revival. Get your sail up. Praise God. A while ago, they didn't feel like doing nothing. They had no hope. Come on now. Their heart was broke. It was dark. They didn't have no direction. Amen. But now they understand the Lord's come. Amen. Jesus has come. Now everybody's full of cheer. Let's get the sail up, boys. Hallelujah. Let's get the sail up. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Did you come tonight? Amen. To let your heart be lifted up. The next thing you got to do is lift up your sail. One ship sails east and another west.
by the self same wind that blows, but it's the setting of the sail, not the gale. It's the setting of the sail, not the gale. But brother, I'm in strong winds. It's the setting of the sail and not the gale that determines which way. Why don't you leave tonight saying, today I sailed. Oh, glory to God. Things may not be better, but I'm sailing. I may not have the answer. I may not know where to turn or what the solution is, but I'm getting my sail up because the wind's just right. Praise God. I feel like somebody ought to step out. I'm not trying to put us on an emotional high or some elevated mood. I ain't 1 ounce charismatic. Come on now. Amen. But did anybody finish the story? Amen. They had a lost hope. Then they had a lifted harp. Then they had a lifted sail. But the next thing that happened was land. At last, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Hey man, how'd you like to feel a little secure tonight? Did you know it ain't that far to sail from where you are on up here to security? It ain't that far to sail from where you are on up here to safety tonight. Praise God. They lost hope. Then they had a lifted heart. Then they lifted up the sail. And I tell you where that got them, land. Praise God, land. Oh, hallelujah. How could I tell you tonight? Amen. Oh, that there's land. Amen. Let's go toward the main land. Let's hoist up the mainsail and let's go toward shore. Now listen. We're at that place right now we always get to. We're at that place right now we always get to. I tell you what I'd do tonight. I'd get my sail up. Whew. I wouldn't wait 30 seconds. I wouldn't wait 30 minutes. I wouldn't wait 5 minutes. I wouldn't wait a minute. I'd let the devil know I'm sailing tonight. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. I said, I'd let the devil know I'm sailing tonight. Some of you is already sitting back, but you're going to miss out if you don't get your sail up. You know you're in a storm. I don't know your name. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know all about it, but I come to tell you the wind's just right. You lost hope, but Jesus come to lift your heart. Now, why don't you get your sail up? Hey man, why don't you lift it way on up there and go toward the shore tonight? What's that shore? I tell you what's that shore. When they got there, there was a warm fire there because of the present rain and the present cold. Hey man, they landed safe on land. Hey man, they built a fire. Hey man, yeah, but a viper come out. Let's don't worry about the viper. Hey man, let's get out of this storm and let's get on land. Can anybody shout amen? Oh, glory to God. Come on, Sister Teresa, would you come? Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. One act of obedience right now, you'd sail right on out of the storm. One act of being obedient to the Holy Ghost. But I don't want to make a show. I don't want to make a scene. You're not going to make a show. I tell you, the worst scene is when we see you capsized. That'd be the worst scene. When we see you sunk, that'd be the worst scene. I tell you, the greatest scene would see somebody raise up the sail. Praise God. Amen. Have you lost hope? Maybe that's where we need to start tonight. Maybe we need to start right there. You lost hope. Why don't you come step out and let Jesus lift your heart? Why don't you come right now and let Jesus lift up your heart? Come on, you lost hope. Why don't you come let him lift your heart? He didn't leave you. He's going to lift you. I said he didn't leave you. He's going to lift you. Do I have a church that'll believe with me tonight that Jesus is going to lift somebody's heart? And the next thing, I believe, Brother Randy, if they'll get their heart lifted up, the sail's going to come up next. Praise God! Hallelujah! I can't just keep lingering on. I'm running out of breath and out of notes and everything else. Amen. But I believe if somebody, amen, would come and let the Lord, amen, restore their hope, lift up their heart, you can lift up your sail and head toward shore. Come on right now. Come on. Come on, somebody. Let the Lord lift your heart tonight. You say, well, I go up there every time. That's all right. That's all right. Come on, he come to lift your heart. He ain't going to leave you. He's going to lift you. Don't you feel better about it already? Don't you feel the Lord touching you already? Whoa! Don't you feel the Holy Ghost touching you already?
Amen. Let him lift your heart, because the next thing will be a lifted sail. And when you get your sail up, amen, you're going to go somewhere. Amen. King Mountain's going to make progress. And we'll get our head up, get our heart up, get our sails up.